switching the envelope out.
It's a wonderful.
So, as a matter of fact, I...
Senate rules will come to order. We have an attendance, Senator Duncan, Senator Pierce, Senator Sharp, Senator Salem, and myself, Senator Miller. We will be taking up a number of bills for calendaring purposes, except for HCR 11, which we do not yet have in our possession. The first item we'll take up with SB 3, the anti-exemption for fishermen. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, Senator Duncan, would you like to make a motion?
Sure, I'd move we approve for calendaring.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, Senate Bill 3 is approved for calendaring. The next is Senate Bill 41, an act relating to reports by fishing vessels. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, do we have a motion? Senator Sharp.
You on 4?
Yes, 41.
41, yeah. Mr. Chairman, I'd move CS for Senate Bill 41, Judiciary, out of Committee for Calendaring with individual rights.
Is there any objections? Seeing none, it's approved for calendaring. Senate Bill 78, an act relating to authority of certain beverages, dispensaries license to stock alcohol beverages in guest rooms. Is there discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Senator Sharp?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill number 78 out of Committee for Calendaring with individual recommendations.
Objection? Seeing none, it has been approved. Next item is Senate Joint Resolution number 17, supporting the Alaska Humanities Forum and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee?
I would move Senate Joint Resolution 17 for calendaring.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, it has been approved for calendaring. House Joint Resolution number 27, requests the United States to accommodate Alaska wetlands. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Senator Sharp.
I would move, Mr. Chairman, House Joint Resolution number 27 amended out of committee for calendaring with individual recommendations.
Is there objections? Seeing none, it has been approved. We do not have House Concurrent Resolution number 11 in our possession, so we'll deal with that tomorrow.
Let me just ask, on 11, is it your, as I understand, it's being heard this afternoon in State Affairs?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll break for Rules Committee and then have it on the calendar tomorrow?
That is correct.
Okay.
After news or tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Tomorrow morning, we'll break. We'll have a recess off the floor during the floor session. We'll come in, have a quick rules meeting to approve it for calendaring, and it will be on tomorrow's calendar.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sales.
Am I the only one who's thinking this, but doing the sobriety month at the same time that we do the hotel mini bars is just I was thinking it was a good thing this
Hold
one was delayed.
Hold the mini bar until Monday, okay. The last item we have is a Senate proposal to buy 17 Power Max and the items that go with it. You should have each in your packet a proposal there. It is right now we have three Senate offices with Power Max. Those offices are myself, Senator Rieger, and Senator Torgerson. It will be the intention of me to have one Power Mac installed in each senator's office and then build the offices around that. Is there any discussion?
We got the money?
Yes, we have the money.
Can I ask a question? A couple questions?
Sure.
So who are we purchasing these for?
It will go through the normal process that we go through. They will put out for bid, and we'll see who come in as the lowest bidder. There's speculation right now that probably Apple themselves will come in as the lowest
bidder. So that dollar per unit is not a firm dollar figure then? Or do we know that's what they're...
Go ahead.
Prices that I have passed back to Senator Miller's office are based upon previous solicitations that we've done, and Apple's direct contract we have with the factory is consistently low, although their delivery time is 1 to 3 weeks quite often from a dealer. We can get them in less time than that, but the dealers have been about $200 per unit higher than the Apple direct factory costs.
And do these have CD-ROMs on them?
No, they do not.
They don't. Can I ask my other question?
Go right
Only
ahead.
Because I'm looking at buying a computer.
Well, these are good questions because I am too.
So 6100, now I see a 6118, for example. Has a 6118 got more capabilities or less than a 6100? I've never understood how that progression works. 6115, 6118.
I'm not familiar with that numbering scheme, Senator. We can check it out in our catalogs and that, but that particular set of numbers. Normally, the higher the number in the computer world, the more capacity or speed or some other features exist with that particular computer.
Yeah, and as I'm looking at it here, I think they do. Like they have a 500 megabyte hard drive, for example, instead of a 250, but they're 60 megahertz instead of 66, so they're a little bit slower, but maybe more capacity.
That could be.
I'm just trying to find a personal computer, and I don't know.
It would also be our intention, is there are a number of offices right now that has SE30s and there's SEs. And my understanding, and you know, I took a long time just to learn the typewriter, much less the computer. But I understand that the SEs are pretty antiquated as compared to the 30s, and especially the Power Macs. So it would be my intention, as we have these new computers coming online, getting rid of some of the SEs out of the offices and having the SE30s. And at a later time, maybe we can discuss if there's no need for any of the SEs, maybe we can give them to a school or something like that, because I would think that an SE would probably be top of the line.
And
for
I know
the
school that needs them, too.
And the school in Fairbanks, by any chance?
No.
The SEs are pretty slow. I know we have one in the office, and they program and read a newspaper while they're waiting for it.
I just have one question. If this is approved, about how long would it take to get the computers?
Mr. Chairman, the current quote from the Apple factory is 1 to 3 weeks. About a week and a half, I think, is reality on that at this time. That can literally change hour to hour in dealing, especially with the factory.
So I would just like to have a time frame to give the other senators. So in approximately 3 weeks, do you feel we can have these and installed in the senators' offices on the average?
Mr. Chairman, I think in 3 weeks we can have them delivered and really be well on our way to installing a number of them. There's several hours of work setting up each of those, getting the old equipment out, getting information transferred from equipment to equipment, but I would think we'd be well on our way in 3 weeks if we can take delivery in a week and a half.
Any further discussion? What is the wish of the committee?
I appreciate your consideration.
Do we have to have a motion to do
this? I see we have a motion to approve this. Yes, we have to have it needs to be formal committee action. Senator Salo.
I move that the Rules Committee approve the purchase of the additional computer equipment for the Senate.
Is there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.